こんにちは。 Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。 This is episode 80. Today in this episode, we will learn about how to say intend to do something. Now let's go. Verb plus つもりです。 This means I intend to do something. The function is to express what you intend to do.One important point here is that the decision should have been made a while ago. Therefore, you cannot use this for decision made on the spot. So, for example, I intend to quit drinking. To quit is やめます、やめます。So we will change this into plain style. It becomes やめる。And then we put together with つもりです。
お酒をやめるつもりです。お酒をやめるつもりです。
As for tomorrow, I intend to stay at home. To stay is
います。
So we would make this into plain style, which is
いる。
And then put together with つもりです。
明日は家にいるつもりです。明日は家にいるつもりです。
I intend to go to a foreign university. Foreign university is
海外の大学。
To go is
行きます。
So plain style will be
行く。
And then we put together with つもりです。
海外の大学に行くつもりです。海外の大学に行くつもりです。
We have another expression to say I intend to do. This is volitional form plus
と思います
or volitional form plus
と思っています。
So let's review how to make volitional form. For group 1, for example,
読みます。
It becomes
読もう、読もう。
書きます。It becomes
書こう、書こう。
聞きます。To listen becomes
聞こう、聞こう。
So for group 1 verbs, you will omit I-M-A-S-U,And put together with OU. So this will become volitional form. For group 2 verbs, you will simply omit must and put together with
요.
For example,
食べます.
Volitional form is
食べよ, 食べよ.
見ます, to see. Volitional form is
見よ, 見よ.
教えます to teach. Volitional form is
教えよ、教えよ。
And then group 3.
します becomes しよ、しよ。
And then 来ます becomes
来よ、来よ。
So adding と思います or と思っています。After a verb that is in volitional form, changes the meaning from let's do something to I am thinking that I will do something. Since と思います means I think, you can picture this grammar pattern as expressing a volitional thought or feeling that you are holding in your mind. So now, what is the difference between volitional form plus
と思います
and volitional form plus
と思っています。
と思っています is used when you were thinking about that for a long time. So it implies a longer term thought, something that you've been thinking for a while that you will do. So, for example, I think I will write a letter to my mother. To write a letter to my mother is...
お母さんに手紙を書きます。
So we will change this 書きます into
volitional form and put together with と思います。お母さんに手紙を書こうと思います。お母さんに手紙を書こうと思います。
If you want to say, I'm thinking I will write a letter to my mother. So it implies that this is a long-term thought. You have been thinking for a while.
It becomes, お母さんに手紙を書こうと思っています。お母さんに手紙を書こうと思っています。
So how about this? I think I will quit drinking. To quit drinking is
お酒をやめます。
So we will change this やめます into volitional form and put together with と思います。
お酒をやめようと思います。お酒をやめようと思います。
If it's something that you've been thinking for a long time, it becomes
お酒をやめようと思っています。お酒をやめようと思っています。
As for tomorrow, I intend to stay at home. To stay at home is
家にいます。
So volitional form is
家にいよう。
So
明日は家にいようと思います。明日は家にいようと思います。
If it's something that you've been thinking for a long time, it becomes
明日は家にいようと思っています。明日は家にいようと思っています。
I think I will go to a foreign university. To go to a foreign university is
海外の大学に行きます。
So volitional form will be
行こう。
And then we put together with と思います。
海外の大学に行こうと思います。海外の大学に行こうと思います。
And then if it's something that you've been thinking for a long time, it becomes
海外の大学に行こうと思っています。
I intend to get married next year. Next year is
来年。
To get married is
結婚します。
So we will change this します part into volitional form.
来年結婚しようと思います。来年結婚しようと思います。
If this is something that you've been thinking for a long time, it becomes
来年結婚しようと思っています。来年結婚しようと思っています。
So to sum up, we have two ways to say I intend to do something. Plain form plus
つもりです
or volitional form plus
と思います。
If it's something that you've been thinking for a long time, then we will say volitional form plus
と思っています。
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございました。バイバイ。